Isaiah chapter 51. Isaiah 51. I want to begin reading at verse 1 this evening. Amen. The Bible says, verse 1 said, "Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion, he will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arm shall judge the people. The isle shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, and neither be ye afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake, as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not in not it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which hath dried the seas and the waters of the great deep, that hath made the depths of the sea away for a ransom to pass over? Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head, and they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away." I was thinking on this, and I'd read this a while back, and I was thinking on this, and when we come to, through homecoming, I come back to it, and I got a thinking on it, and I want to preach for just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought, going home. Amen? Going home. Now, if you're going home, then you got preparations to make. And what was happening here, Bible tells us, Isaiah's telling us, the children was getting ready to leave Babylon. They was getting ready to go back home. They was getting ready for the return home. Amen? When you get ready to go home, you need to make some preparations. And the Lord is telling them here that they need to be leaning upon Him as they're leaving Babylon, returning home, leaning upon the Lord, and getting their faith, strengthening their faith in the Lord. So the Lord begins to tell them some things that they can do that'll help them if they'll listen to Him. You know, it's an amazing thing about the Word of God. It's got so much help in it if we'll just listen to Him. Amen? Listen to the God of the Word, and the Word will speak to our hearts, and it'll help us in our journey. That's what He does. And so as we begin to see this, and God begins to lay it down here, He begins to tell us in verse 1 and 2 that what we need to do is we need to begin to look back. We need to realize where God brought us from, realize where we do. What we need to realize today, church, I believe we really need to realize our heritage. We have a rich heritage, a great heritage in these mountains. Amen. Now, I like to go off visit places, but praise God, when the day's said and done, I like to be back in the mountains. The flatland don't have much appeal to me. But now I will say this, as I get a little older, it starts looking a little better because you don't have to climb those hills so much. Amen? We have a heritage here, and we have a heritage that we need to look to. And the Bible teaches here, the Bible tells us here that the spiritual roots that we have are important. Amen. If we're prepared to go home, looking for the old home place, praise God, we need to realize, amen, what we had when we were there. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, for a heritage in the Lord. I'm glad for some spiritual roots that God gives us. Amen. If it wasn't, hey, let's you think about it tonight, where we are here this evening, where we'd be if it wasn't for the spiritual roots that somebody seen fit to set down for me and you. Praise God. They didn't compromise. They didn't give up. They didn't give in. They stayed in the fight. And it was, hey, just like you and I, a lot of times it was rough. A lot of times it was hard to ground the plow. But praise God, I'm glad they stayed faithful to the Lord. I'm glad they stayed faithful to the things of God. It may be a faithful mama or a papa. It may have been a faithful mama or daddy. But somebody, somewhere, give you some substance in your life, some spiritual roots. The praise God that you could, like an old oak tree that you could sprout off of and go on for the glory of God. Amen. I'm glad for those roots, ain't you? I'm glad they some spiritual roots. Praise God, my Isaiah's a telling here. He said, they some spiritual roots. He said, if you'll hearken to me, if you'll listen to me, he said, and just follow after righteousness. Righteousness is the anchor for the soul. Amen. Doing right. I told Brother Bill the other day, he had called me, and me and him was talking, and I told him, I said, sometimes I still use your sayings. They come in pretty handy. Amen. Hey, I said, I always use that where you say it's time to do, it's never wrong to do right, it's time to do right now. Righteousness is where we sink our roots. Righteousness is where we take a stand when we choose in our hearts and our lives to do right. That's how those folks that's went on before us, praise God, those generations, our inheritance, praise God, our heritage, because of the righteous stand that they took in the day that they lived, praise God. They didn't give in to the schisms and the isms in this world, but praise God, they said, hey, listen, I don't care what the world says, but thus says the Word of God. In the late 50s, early 60s, when the world was trying to be changed radically to the left, there was some folks like I saw with a backbone like a saw log and said, praise God, we'll not go there. It's contrary to the Word of God, and we're just going to stay. I think for me and my house, I will just walk with God. Amen. Praise God. And we have that line, praise the Lord. You know what they done? They helped give us a foundation where we could keep on marching towards glory. At one day in a little while, you and I and our children, our grandchildren, could march into the portals of glory with our head held high. I said, praise God. We just stayed with God. Thank God for my heritage. Thank God for my family. Thank God for those folks, praise God, that would go ahead and just stay with God. Amen. Amen. It'd been easy for them to quit and give up, but they didn't. Ain't you glad they didn't? Ain't you glad they some godly influence? I told some people the other day, and they don't have their families don't have their children in church. And they claim to be saved. They claim to know the Lord. And I asked a question. I said, hey, isn't it time that we give that you give your children, praise God, the same kind of opportunity for a heritage in the Lord that you had? Amen. Give them the same opportunity to get in there and know the Lord and be in church and sing praises unto God and get happy, have joy in your heart that comes from the throne of grace. It's not a fleeting thing like we have now. It's just a moment and it's gone, but praise God, it's a joy that'll last forever. Amen. It's there, praise God, when you needing it, and it's there when you don't need it. You say, preacher, whenever we don't need it, praise God, when you don't think it, you do. You need it, but you don't think you need it, praise the Lord. But he said there's a spiritual grounding here, and it's in righteousness. It comes from those that seek the Lord. Amen. Those two statements right there, praise God, we could give you those tonight and go to the house and say, praise the Lord, we done what we need to do. Amen. Praise God. The Lord said, just hearken to me. He said, you that follow after righteousness and you that seek the Lord. How do you find righteousness? By seeking the Lord. There's so many people today living in the world, Brother Robert, think you can get right, praise God, without following God, without seeking the Lord. Amen. We need the Lord now more than we ever have. What's wrong with America, praise God, is we've turned our back on God and think we're good enough. We've come to a place that we can do without God. Woe to a nation that'll forget God. That's what the Bible says. That's what God says. He said, if you'll forget me, you'll not make it on your own. Amen? We need God, praise God. So we need to look back and realize, praise God, where God brought us from. Well, he said, look unto the rock which ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit which ye are dead. He said, we need to look back, praise God, and realize the spiritual rock, not only spiritual rock, but realize our exodus. He said, remember how God brought you out of Egypt. Amen? At top of the world. Amen. He said, God come to where you was at. Remember when you was lost? Amen. Oh, hell, deserving sinner, lost in your sin. And remember when God come to you that morning, that night, that evening, that afternoon, whenever it was? He come to you, praise God, down in your Egypt. Amen. Come down to where you was. Amen. Praise God, when you couldn't figure, when you had no way of getting out, no way of figuring out, praise God, God come to where you was. I reached down, praise God, in the pit that you were in. I got a hold of you, praise God, and brought you up, and He's bringing you out. Amen, glory be to God. He's getting you ready for a homecoming. Amen, glory to God. One day in a little while, we're going to see Him face to face. We're going to leave out of here, young'uns, and we're going home for good. Amen, praise God. What a time that'll be. When we get in the presence of the Lord, what a time it'll be, amen, when we leave all the sadness and the sorrow behind and we come face to face with the one that paid the price for you and me. What a day that's going to be. So they said, they look, looking back to see where God brought you from. Looking back where God, the spiritual rock, the life that you had. Amen. He said they was looking to Abraham. Amen, the father of the nation of Israel. And looking to Sarah that bare you. Amen, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. Amen, it was God's calling on Abraham. It was God that called him out of Ur of the Chaldees. It was God that began to speak to him. It was God that began to guide him and lead him. But you know how he did that? Because Abraham was willing to listen to God. He packed up, loaded up, amen, praise God, and took everything he had. He said, God, if you have me, if you want me to go, I'll go. Amen. Amen. And God began to move, praise God. And he had made a covenant. He had made a covenant with his people. And I'm so thankful that God will not break his promise. If he makes a promise, praise God, he'll keep his promise. He tells us in Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 3. Listen to what he says. He said, incline your ear and come unto me here. Amen. He said, come to me and hear. And your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. He said, I'll make a firm commitment to you if you'll make a firm commitment to me. You know what's wrong with our walk with God most of the time? God will make a firm commitment to us, but we just won't make a firm commitment to Him. Amen. Oh me. Amen. We have to be committed to Him in order to get the help. Amen. And God, if He'll make a covenant with you, praise God. I'll tell you this: you can take it to the bank. God will keep His part. Yeah. Amen. He promised to take care of us. Promised to never leave us nor forsake us. Praise the Lord. And you can take it to the bank, and He'll keep it. You say, "Well, preacher, we go through hard times. We go through sicknesses. We end up in hospitals and everything else." Praise God. I'll guarantee you, God's with you. Amen. He's with you before you go. He's with you while you're there, and He's with you, praise God, when you come out. Amen. And in this walk of life that we have, God has promised He'll be with us. He's made a covenant with us. Hey, but just like He made with Israel, praise God. And God always kept His promise. Amen. Made a promise. Made a covenant. Amen. Not only did He make a covenant with His people, but He redeemed His people. Amen. And God said, I will care for them. I will take care of them. Praise God. Amen. Look what He says in verse 9. Verse 9:10, he said he brought them out so he could take care of them. Verse 9, he says, awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in a generation old. Art thou not in it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which hath dried the sea and the waters of the great deep? and hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransomed to pass over. Amen. And now that sea's always a type of the of turmoil and destruction. But God said, hey, listen, didn't I get you hold of you? Didn't I bring you out, praise God? Didn't I dry the sea up so that you'd walk up so that the ransomed, praise God? God said, I paid the price for you. I brought you out. I made you a promise. And praise God, God says, if I need to tonight, he said, I'll dry up the seas. I'll dry up that place of turmoil in your life so I can bring you through on dry ground. Amen. Amen. That right there ought to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. Because God said, I'll bring you through it, praise God, when you get to it. Amen. A lot of times we get to wonder whether God's there or not. Amen. We come up against the storm, we come up against the sea, and we look around to see where God is. Praise God. Well, we ought to be looking over the other side, praise the Lord, see what he's fixing to do over there. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, you say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about having faith. God said they'll need to go in order to make it home. We'll have to have faith. Amen. We have to be strengthened in our faith. Praise God. So he said, I'll bring you through. He goes on in verse 15. And he says, but I am the Lord thy God that divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts. He said, in case you're wondering who did that, in case there's any doubt about it, he said, the Lord of hosts is his name. Amen. He said, I did it, praise God. Amen. He said, I did it for my glory. So we look back and we see that spiritual rock. Amen. We see the heritage that we have, that we need to have. Amen. That we can persevere. But not only does he say to look back, but he says that we need to look up. David said, I looked into the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. Amen. He wasn't looking at those hills of Jerusalem. He was looking at the hills of glory. Amen. The hills, the portals of glory. Amen. He's looking up to the, in 51:6, he says, lift up your eyes to the heavens and look upon the earth beneath. Amen. Now he's speaking here, God's speaking of the cosmos in which we live. Amen. He's speaking of the entire universe. Now, it's hard for us to get our heads around that because our mind ain't that big. But that's a good thing, because if our mind was big enough to get around the whole universe, then we'd have the mind of God. Amen? But we don't have the mind of God. God has his mind. He knows exactly where it's at. See, I forget mine half the time, but God don't forget his. Praise God. So he's the God of the universe, praise God. He said, lift up your eyes to heaven and look upon the earth beneath. For the heaven shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But praise God, I'm glad that it goes on from there for God's glory. Amen. He's speaking here to his people, and he's saying what you need to consider as that he is a great creator God who created the heavens and the earth. Amen. Get your head around that God creates it. And he cast the stars off the end of his fingers. Amen. Like I said, I'd like to have a little sparkle over here. I'd like to have another little sparkle over there. Amen. And he cast those stars up into the portals of glory. He placed them there. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I think they was a big bang and it just happened. No, nothing happened by accident. See, if that's the case, then it would have been an accident. And there's not a, glory to God, somebody will jump up and shout, there's not a star in heaven, praise God, that's there by accident. Right. Amen. They're there because God put them there. And if that wasn't the case, then we'd have to wonder about this little planet called Earth. But praise God, because he's a great creator God, because he loves us. He said, if you'll just consider God's creation, then remember the great God that he is. Amen. Now he's the one that could put those little stars, those little specks of light all over the universe. So in a clear night, you can go out there and look up and you can see those bright shining lights, like little flashlights in the sky. Amen. God, man could have never done that. An accident could have never done that. But God could do that. Amen. And praise God, and it all ties into His everlasting Word. It's always, praise God, true. Amen. How His Word will last. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 6 and 8. Amen. Isaiah 40, 6 and 8. He says, the grass withered, or the voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as a flower of the field. The grass withered, flower fadeth, but the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it, surely the people is grass. And the grass withered, flower fadeth, but the Word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. Praise God. So he said, what we need the Word of God, and the Word of God will stand forever. Look at 40 and verse 12. He said, go back to verse 11. He said, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who hath measured the waters that in the hollow of his hand and meted out heaven with the span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord? Or being his counselor, hath taught him. He said, where'd God get his education? Amen. Praise God, he's an all-knowing God. If we're going to learn anything, Lord God, we'll have to learn it from him. Amen. And he said in the volume of the book, it's all written in here for our learning. Amen. He said, with verse 14, he says, with whom took he counsel and who instructed him? And taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding. Amen? Said, who taught God anything? Nobody did. Because he's God. He said, what they need to do is we need to just look up, praise God, and realize and know that he is God. We need to understand that there's a God and he loves us, praise God. But what happens is we get in a place that we don't fear God anymore. We begin to fear around this world, right? Amen. Instead of fearing God, trusting the Lord, realizing that the creator of everything, praise God, is our Heavenly Father. Amen. Oh, devil don't like that. I said the creator of everything and that we see in this world, praise God, is our Heavenly Father, praise the Lord. And he knows where we're at and he knows where everything else is too. So what are we worried about, praise God, when we just put our faith and trust in him that he can take care of everything? And it's the righteousness of the Lord that we seek first, praise God, because God, the Bible just said that nobody has to teach him how to do right. He's the God of righteousness. God will always do that that's right. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't understand. It seems like sometimes these things are just wrong in this world. Amen. They may be wrong in this world. That don't change God. He's always right. Amen. He's always right. So if we quit fearing what the world can do to us, pray God, just trust God. And the righteousness of God, he'll begin to manifest himself. And his righteousness is something that the Bible teaches is that it's forever. Amen. Look at verse 6, Isaiah 51, 6. He said, lift up your eyes to the heavens and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away. But he goes on down here, talks about getting old. But he said, my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Amen. God said, my righteousness ain't going nowhere. He said, I will continue to be right. I will continue to treat you right. Amen. That's why it's time for us to do right, praise God. Amen. Because God promised he'll treat us right if we'll treat him right. Amen. Well, he's going to treat us right whether we treat him wrong or right. Amen. Because he's God. That's what he does. He's God to help us, praise God, to treat us the way we need to be treated, not the way we should be treated. Verse 8, he goes on with this thought. He says, for the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. He's talking about these people that'll bring reproach. He said, but my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Now watch this. I got to thinking on this today. He said, my righteousness from generation. Now, righteousness here we see as a kind of a synonym for salvation. Amen. When he speaks to the nation of Israel in the Old Testament, he's all time righteousness. He's talking about salvation, that doing right, keeping the law, doing what God would have them to do. And he's speaking to them, praise God, and he said his righteousness will last forever. Not just for a day or two, but his righteousness will bring salvation from the Lord. Look at Isaiah chapter 45. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse number 8. He says this, he said, drop ye heavens from above and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let them bring forth salvation and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Amen. God said, hey, listen, he said, I have created righteousness. Amen. Praise the Lord, look at chapter 46, verse 13. He said, I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. See, at one time, salvation, praise God, righteousness was in the Garden of Eden. But because sin, it departed out of there. And praise God, now the Bible said, God said, I'll bring my righteousness and I'll deliver it, praise God. And I'll have it poured out and come down into Zion. Amen. Where a lost and a dying world can get a hold of the righteousness of God and be saved. Amen. Without that, we'd have no hope. But praise God, God says, listen, so I'll bring down my righteousness, amen, as salvation to the world, and I'll allow people to be saved. He said, and it won't be just a temporary fix. It won't be something that lasts a day or two, but he says it will last forever. Amen. He said, from generation, he said, my right shall be forever. Amen. Forever. Amen. Praise God. He says in Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 17, he speaks of that forever. He says, but Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Amen. You shall not be ashamed or confounded, world without end. He says, praise God, as long as you're not ashamed of me, I won't be ashamed of you. Praise God, it said there'll be salvation that'll be forever. And he said, it'll be from generation, my salvation from generation to generation. Amen. He said, it'll not just be something that'll be there today and gone tomorrow, but it'll be something, praise God, it'll be through the, that'll go from generation to generation. Now, I got to thinking about that, generation to generation, and I see the generations passing by. I see older folks as they fade out and the younger folks come along, and we recognize that as a generation, and we see how God gives an opportunity. Amen. But we also see the big picture. We see God said, he said, I'll always make my salvation available. He said, I'll always, praise God. He said, it'll be at whosoever will salvation. And he said, I'll fix it up to where it'll always be available from generation to generation. But it has to be, it's for those that'll come seeking salvation of the Lord. Amen. But God's telling us here, praise God, that salvation would be from generation to generation. That it'll be always a constant that we can search for, we look for, that we can attain to if we look. Amen. It's something that we can get a hold of if we want to. Because God says, he said in these verses I read, you're hearing that he's made it available. Amen. It's not a hard thing to get. It's not a hard thing to have. It's available to all. He said, we just need to look back. We need to look up, praise God, and just realize who God is. Recognize he is our Heavenly Father. He is the Father of righteousness. Amen. That we can see the interrelation. Can you see it building here? Salvation and righteousness and eternality, praise God, as God begins to bring us a picture and begins to paint it for us and show us that it's all about Him. The opportunities, praise God, what He's given to us, what He's made available for you and me. And for anybody else that'll come along. So he says we need to look back. He said we need to look up, but he said we also need to look ahead because he said there's better things ahead for the believer. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about going home tonight. Amen. So we get to looking back and we get to see the spiritual side. We get to looking up and we get to see the Godward side. And we get to looking ahead, praise God, and we get to see the homecoming side. And God begins to bless us. He begins to bless the people, praise God. And He begins to bring them. He said, He began to bring them out of the wilderness, and the wilderness will become as Eden. Look at verse number 3. It said, for the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. Amen. Now there's a lot of destruction over in Zion. Over in the nation of Israel and all over in there, there's places where there's just old bombed out tanks and things sitting everywhere. And Moses proclaimed it as a waste, howling wilderness. Amen. A place where nothing would grow, no habitation. Amen. But the Lord said He'll comfort Zion, He will comfort all her waste places, and He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving, and the voice of melody. He said, there's going to be some rejoicing going on. God's going to make this place. Because He said, when He brings them, the exodus out of Babylon, the exodus out of the world, the exodus out of the hardships that we face, praise God. And He said, but what's going to happen? He says, they're going to return. And He said, when they come, He said, they're going to come singing praises to God. I don't think we're going to march into glory, Brother Rex, with a pouty face. I don't see that happening to you. Amen. Praise God. When we finally realize that we made it, son, there's going to be rejoicing in our hearts. He says in verse 11, Isaiah 51, 11, He says, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return. Amen. That's a promise from God. Amen. You ought to just circle that, highlight it, whatever you do in your Bible, and say, glory be to God. Amen. He said, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. Amen. So he said that we're going to come in, and when we come in, we're going to come in singing, praising God. No pouty faces in glory. Let me tell you what you need to do. Just go ahead and just forsake your pouty face. Amen. Put a smile on. Start early. Early of a morning. Amen. Even before you have your coffee. I know it's hard, but go ahead and put on your smiley face. Amen. Wake up and look at your husband, look at your wife, look at those people around you and smile at them real big. Amen. Praise God. Before you get time to be grumpy. Amen. Start out praising God. Amen. Singing praises to His name. Giving God glory. Say, thank you, Lord, for the day that you've given me. Praise God. Glad I can feel my feet on the floor this morning. Amen. Praise God. Glad I could get out of the bed so I could praise you today. Give you glory for all the things you're going to help me to do. Because I can't do nothing without you. So the people begin to sing, praise God. They begin to rejoice. Amen. He said it was just a temporary thing. Wouldn't last long. No, that's not what He says. He said, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. Amen. He said, it ain't going to be just a little joy here and a spot of joy there like the world we live in today, and a little spot of joy here. And when you're trying to find joy in the world, that's all you'll find, a little spot here and there. But praise God, God says when you come in, He said, praise God, when you come home, when you get to the place, praise God, He said, you're going to come in with singing and you're going to come in with joy, praise God, unspeakable, that'll be there every day. Amen. I would say every minute of every day, but that ain't going to matter because time's eternal over there. Amen. You don't have to look at the clock. Say, well, you know what? I'm going to miss something in just a minute. Praise God, we can come and rejoice in the Lord with joy upon our heads. Amen. Praise God. But he goes on, he said, they shall obtain gladness and joy. Amen. Obtain gladness and joy. Now, what does that word, I got to thinking about that. What does that word obtain mean? Amen. Have you ever thought about obtaining something? We think about laying hands on it. Amen. But to obtain it is not just getting a hold of it, not just to have it momentarily. But to obtain it, Brother Rex, it means to possess it. It means to make it yours. To, as you would say, to have and to hold. The way marriage is supposed to be. Amen. Forever and forever, amen. You know where all yours is hers and what's hers is hers and everything's happy and you say yes ma'am, yes ma'am. And it goes on forever and ever. Praise God. But he said to obtain, he said that they shall obtain gladness and joy. He said they're going to possess it. Gladness and joy is going to be your life. If they come to you in heaven and they said, this is your life, praise God, what do you got to say? And you'll just say, gladness and joy, praise God, are mine. Amen? I'm just full of gladness and joy. It's just everywhere. They can see it as it's a, if it was a TV reporter, as he's a holding mic, you can see it oozing out of you. Amen? Running out all over the place. That's why in order to have all that, we've got to have a glorified body, because this one wouldn't handle it. Amen. It would fizzle out, it'd blow up, something, it'd self-destruct or something. But he said they'll obtain gladness and joy. They'll possess it. But I like this one here, especially. Amen. I'm talking about looking ahead. Looking ahead. We've been through a lot of sorrow and sadness and disappointment in this world. But he said, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. He said, sorrow and mourning, he said, it'll be gone, it'll run away, it'll not be there ever again. Amen. Everywhere, because of the gladness and the joy that's in you that you've obtained, he said, everywhere you go, praise God, before you ever get there, that sorrow and disappointment and anguish, praise God, it'll be gone. Amen. God will take it out of the way so that you never have to encounter it anymore. Amen. That's what we have as a child of God. That's what we'll have when we get home. Amen. If we'll just look back and we'll look up and we'll look ahead, we'll see, praise God. I said, hey, listen, said it's going to be a whole lot better when we get home. Amen. I want to say, church, listen to me. It's going to be a whole lot better when we get home. Amen. We're not there yet, but praise God, we're well on the journey. Amen. We don't know. It may be tomorrow. It may be tonight before we get home. Praise God. You're going down the road and all of a sudden, there's a shout, a shout and a trump. Amen. And we go out of here. Amen. Praise God. At the last trump, for the trump shall sound. I'm going to quit while I'm ahead. Amen. And the dead in Christ will rise first, and those who are alive and remain will be caught up, snatched, torpedoes will take it out of here. Out of the sorrow and the doubt, out of the murmuring and complaining, out of all the things, praise God, the mourning and the sorrow that's in this world. He said, those things will be a thing of the past. And God says, I'll take you and I'll wipe away all tears from your eyes. Amen. Praise God. I'll set you down in my presence and I'll be your God. Amen. You know, but the only thing about that day, I'm talking about going to heaven, going home, the Lord would like to be your God on the way right now. If we'll just let Him. If we'll ask God to help us, praise God, He'll be our God right now. Amen. The Lord God will be our God right now, and He'll help us in direction. He said, but you need faith in order to go home. Isaiah's telling children of Israel, he said, you need to have strong faith in order to make it home. He said, you got a journey you got to travel. He said, you got a ways that you got to go to get there. But he said, if you got a strong faith, you're rooted in the Word, if you'll look back at your heritage, realize, praise God, what God's done for you. Realize who God is. Look up and realize that He is the God of glory. Amen. And we'll look ahead and say, glory to God, it's going to be better over there. Amen. Now let me say this and I'm done. If God showed us exactly where we needed to be, and He said everything's going to be perfect when you get to this spot right here, I believe every one of us do our dead level best to get to that spot right there of perfection. That spot of promise from the Lord. And that's all God's asking us to do today. He said, praise God. He said, I want you to go just a little bit further, get a little bit closer, praise God, be a little bit more right. And He said, praise the Lord, when you get there, get to that spot there. He said, everything's going to be better. Amen. And all we do, Paul said, we strive for perfection. Amen. We strive for it. We work at it. He said, when we get to that place where God, amen, where God wants us to be, praise the Lord, then we'll be there. in the presence of a holy God. And he said, I'll be your God. He said, you'll be my people. And he said, I will be your God. Amen. I don't know about you. I want him to be my God. They're talking about now all this crazy Black Lives Matters and all that stuff. And they're wanting people to bow down now and bow to people. I tell you what, I ain't a bowing to nobody but God. Amen. Bowing down for nobody but God. The children of Israel didn't bow down. The three Hebrews, they didn't bow down to nobody but God. You say, well, preacher, you'll go through the fire. Praise God, Jesus will be there with me. Amen. I'll be like them. There'll be a fourth man in the fire, and it'll be the likeness of the Son of God. Amen. Praise God. He's still in the fire today. Praise God. For me and you and everybody else, praise the Lord, that'll stay in the fight and won't give up. Praise the Lord. It's time that we just bear down and just say, to God be the glory. And I think I'll just stay with God. Amen. Why? Because one day in a little while, we're going home. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I want to be ready. Amen. Glory, what a day that's going to be when we enter in the portals of glory. Can you imagine these that's gone on before? Amen. Those that's left out of our church. Brother and Sister Rathbone. Amen. And Miss Margie, Miss Ruby, those others that's gone on before us. Brother James and some of these others that went out of here. Praise God, in the portals of glory. Boy, what a time they're having. Amen. And if they could look down the portals of glory, they'd say, hey, look, just press on. Praise God. Just stay with the Lord. It's the best part. Amen. Said, you'll be glad you did. Amen. It'd be better farther on. Praise God.